Hello and welcome back to 20 Somethings Podcast. I am praying that this works this time. I am shooting with my new camera for the first time and it keeps shutting off halfway through my sentence. I don't really know why. So we're just going to hope for the best and try to keep this as short as possible. Anyway, that was a horrible intro. Hi, I'm Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. This is 20 Somethings Podcast, talking all about being in your 20s in the 2020s, although we do not discriminate. Anyone can listen to this. You can reminisce about your 20s. You can plan for your 20s if you're older, if you're younger. I would like for this podcast to be for everybody. So thank you for coming back. This is actually my third podcast I've recorded today. So while I'm a little bit tired and talked out, I also feel super fulfilled and super grateful that basically my job now is getting to podcast. That was literally my dream a year ago. That's what I've manifested. Am I making a ton of money from it? Not necessarily at the moment, but I will. And that all comes from the support of you guys. So make sure that you follow me on Instagram, follow the podcast on Instagram, subscribe on YouTube under my name. It should just be Sarah Birch. I have some dance videos and stuff on there too. And you can also share this podcast with a friend, subscribe on Spotify, leave a rating, leave a review, all that stuff. And that's my little plug out of the way so we can push that aside. I wanted to talk about something. Now that I'm back on the TikTok, I'm once again being faced with some very concerning content, and it's reminding me of why I got off TikTok in the first place. I deleted TikTok. I mean, I still have my TikTok account, and I am tempted to re-download it all the time, truly just so I can keep plugging this podcast, but it's so bad for my mental health. I mean, I love TikTok because there's so much good content on there. I'm currently obsessed with Maxine Wilde. She is a a fashion blogger, and she's just everything. She's revolutionized the way that I want to style myself in the next year, and I love her bubbly personality. So there's things like that that make TikTok such a great platform. It can turn like an everyday person into their own boss and into a creative icon, and we love that. But there's also no restrictions on who can use TikTok and what type of nonsensical methodologies and mentalities can be spread on there. And specifically, I wanted to talk today about just toxic messaging and toxic advice in the 2020s, in your 20s, and mostly from TikTok. And what really ignited this fire in me today is this TikTok that I found. I'm not going to play it. I'll maybe insert a screenshot. So this is a screenshot from the TikTok. I guess I should just read the whole thing, but it's really hard to listen to. So this just popped up on my For You page today. Now, I can read this as a 26-year-old, educated, somewhat self-aware female. Imagine reading this as like an impressionable 17 or 18 year old girl. It's just scary. Or boy. Toxicity is toxicity. Sorry if you can hear the train in the background. So it says, obsession tip number one. This kind of reminds me of the Cosmo episode I did. Just the same energy. Making a man obsessed is easy. Ignore him for a little bit too long every once in a while, randomly cancel, and keep the convos short. This triggers the human need for consistency and validation. Give him breadcrumbs of your attention, and once in a while, you can give him full attention, but always just enough to keep him wanting more. You see him, but you won't acknowledge him fully. This will drive him madly into obsession with you. Manipulation is a fine art. Jail for this person. So many issues with this. Primarily, obsession is not something we should be striving towards or even something we should be glorifying as if it's a good thing. If you're a true crime girly like me, you know that obsession is very dangerous and can actually lead to stalking, kidnapping, killing, etc. Also, not sure manipulation is a personality attribute that we want to be encouraging in the global population, especially young impressionable people. And I don't know why we're like training people essentially through this messaging to be like absolute assholes. I mean, we've all been treated the way that this is encouraging you to be treating someone else, and it really doesn't feel good. In fact, I'm kind of being treated this way right now by someone. The breadcrumbing, the ghosting, the hot and cold, the mixed signals, and it's an absolutely awful, torturous feeling. It's not something we should be doing lightly just to play with people's feelings. I mean, I get the whole idea of like play hard to get, you know, everybody wants what they can't have. I do think there's some validity to that. Like, I come on very strong when I'm interested in someone, and there are times when that scares them off. I don't play it cool. Like, I say whatever is on my mind. I'm very honest. I'm very forthright. I'm very vulnerable. That can be a turnoff to some people, but those people aren't necessarily people that I even want to invest more time in. The people that know me and get me and appreciate me will love the fact that I am unapologetically myself, that I'm brave enough to say what's on my mind. And it's just, there's some of, like, I saw another message today, or sorry, another TikTok today with the messaging, same sort of thing. Like, number one rule, ladies, if he's being bad at responding, just don't send a big paragraph back. Don't express your feelings. Just say, okay, no worries, no issue, no problem. Just like a short little one sentence, essentially a shrug in a sentence, right? And then just back off and mind your business and don't talk to them anymore. And they'll come crawling back. That's, you know, basically the end goal here with this type of stuff is let's make them hate their life. Let's make them come crawling back. Let's make them realize what they've lost. But like, I've had to learn this the hard way many times, and the universe is going to keep hitting me on the head with a brick with this lesson until I actually learn it. You shouldn't have to manipulate and bamboozle someone into loving you and treating you the way you want to be treated. Like, why does it have to be all these games and all these puzzles and enigmas? Like, why can't people just be a little bit more honest about, this is who I am, these are my flaws, these are my assets, this is what I have to offer, this is what my commitment level is, and go forward from there. Anyway, so I guess the title of this episode, the general premise I'm trying to get at, is let's stop taking advice from TikTok. I mean, some of the advice is decent. Like, there's cute little DIYs, cute little vegan recipes. There's some doctors on TikTok who are giving awesome advice to young kids who probably aren't receiving sex education anywhere else except for TikTok. If you are an actual registered, educated person and you're giving advice, that's one thing. If you're just like a random girly girl who, or baby boys who think they've learned all these life lessons when they're like 21, it takes a lot more strength and wisdom to be forgiving and kind and honest than it does to just be an absolute see you next Tuesday and leave people on read and ignore people in person to make them want more. Like, this literally said, you should exploit people's need for validation as if that's something like, oh, we found their weak spot, let's twist it. Like, that's so fucked up. I'm the type of person who really needs validation. Literally, my love language is words of validation. And I don't think that's something that's a bad thing. I think that's just a very normal need. Like, some people need more physical touch. Some people need more space. Some people need more, I don't know. Anyway, everyone's different. But I've done all the quizzes, and I know that that is mine, and I've yet to find a person who's able to give me what I need. But I have found lots of people who are willing to gaslight me for wanting validation, who are willing to deny me a validation when I've done something they don't like. And I think it's just our generation's total and absolute fear of commitment and really being bombarded with so many confusing signals and messages about how we're supposed to live our lives. There's no right pathway anymore. We're exposed to so many different influences and people and images and videos and pathways because of social media. We feel like the whole world's at our fingertips, and we don't want to be cut off to one thing because that feels like it's doing a disservice to us. So we want to be single, but we also want to experience a relationship like our two favorite TikTokers have. And we want to have an amazing job so we can buy all these things and have the stability. But we also want to travel the entire world. And we want to stay off our phones and protect our mental health, but we also want to document everything. It's just these constant paradoxes I find, and I experience them too. Like, I always feel like I'm not doing enough, I'm not seeing enough, I'm not being enough. And I think so much of that comes back to having too many options, too many influences, hearing too many voices in our heads. So if you're already struggling a little bit and feeling insecure with a situationship or a relationship, and then you read something like that on fucking TikTok, of course it's going to get in your head. If you just sent, like, I am the queen of sending paragraphs to people when they have done something bad, because it's like, if you're not answering my calls and you're ignoring me, then I'm going to say what I need to say to clear my psyche and to stand up for myself, and then I'm going to move on. But it's like a purging for me. I don't even care if they read it. I know they probably don't read it. But for me, it's a way to say what I need to say and to stand up for myself. If someone's mistreated me in some way, I personally don't feel comfortable just like ghosting them and walking away and never saying a thing. Mainly for the fact I don't want them to do that to someone else, and I would hope I could impart, even if it does make them feel poorly about themselves, I would hope it would impart some different behavior or some different thought patterns as they move into the next relationship. So I'm just out here teaching. I'm out here giving lessons, giving advice, even though it's very unwarranted and quite harsh sometimes, but I am the master at sending those paragraphs that are classy but still savage. They're like sweet and savage. They're loaded, but they're simple. There's like this fine balance you need to find, and it takes refining. I edit these paragraphs before I send them like it is my dissertation for my PhD. And that's just a little bit about my delusions and my mental health. Hope you enjoyed that, and I just gave away all my secrets to all those men out there. But if you ever received a paragraph from me, you should be honored, because I put a lot of time and effort into that. Anyway, I guess I'm not saying delete TikTok forever. I'm not saying that you should give up on taking advice from TikTok. Like, you just need to use your discernment and use your best judgment. If something doesn't sit well with you, if it kind of makes your stomach turn, if it makes you feel bad about yourself, if it makes you feel insecure, then it's probably not advice you really need to take. Like, I get that whole thing of like, oh, hard truths are difficult to hear, and oh, it's a tough pill to swallow. But I think it's better that you get that advice from a therapist or a family member or a friend, someone who genuinely knows you, loves you, and is giving you that advice for your specific situation, and that it's relevant to what you're going through. I also think social media, and this, you know, this is a whole other, I could talk about social media every single week, but I think it's all made us slightly narcissistic. I don't really think that's our fault. I think we're a product of our generation, but I do think we tend to take everything that we consume and reverse it and hold it up as a mirror to ourselves. So it's like, you know, maybe this person made this message for their friend, yet we find a way to take that message that is objectively unrelated to us and turn it into a sign. You know, even for me, I'm like, oh, it's a sign from the universe. Like, oh my God, like this popped up on my For You page. Like, what does it mean? What is it saying? And I have to be honest, sometimes some crazy shit pops up on my For You page, and I genuinely feel like both the gods at Apple who are spying on us, but also the gods in the sky are trying to send me some sort of message. But just take everything with a grain of salt. I really do miss the old days of dating. I miss the days of yore when a man was genuinely just looking for a girlfriend who he would make his wife. It's not simple like that anymore. You know, people would write letters to each other. They'd stop by each other's houses and ask each other out on dates to go for a little walk. And if a man found a good, hardworking, pretty young girl, he was like, wow, I'm the luckiest guy ever. I'm going to snatch her up. I'm going to put a ring on her finger. And I mean, trust me, I'm glad that the world has evolved past those simple gender binaries. But I think you know what I'm saying. I miss the simplicity of those days. You know, you either wanted to be single or you were on a path to get married. And there wasn't really this crazy in-between, this just endless void of open relationships and being single and being the talking phase and being friends with benefits and also being this and being that. Like, you could have six different relationships right now and have a different identification for every single one of those relationships. And that's so beautiful and wonderful that we have the freedom to do that. And for someone who's not interested in traditionally dating, getting married, having kids, that is just amazing because you have your pick of the litter and you don't have to restrict yourself and you can just experience life to its fullest. But for someone who's, I wouldn't say I'm looking for a partner necessarily, but I am 26. I would eventually like to be a mother and I would eventually like to potentially have a long-term partner in the near-ish future. It's a little frustrating because nobody knows what they want anymore. No one knows how to communicate. No one knows just how to be like decent. Everyone just sucks now, to be quite honest. And I'm not here for it. I think we should all take some TED Talk lessons from the older folks and hear the stories of how they courted their partners or the romantic things they used to do back in the day, and we should get inspired. And I think you should do what's right for you. And Kieran has to remind me of that every day because I'm always trying not to come off as desperate or trying not to come off as too needy or too loud or too opinionated. But she's like, do what feels right to you and stand by that. And that advice is just the be-all, end-all advice for everyone. If you want to, like, if you want to cut someone off cold turkey, not say anything, do I think that's kind? No. If that's truly the right thing to do for your mental health, okay, that's fine. That's your decision. As long as you understand the potential harm you're causing another person. But at the end of the day, we all need to protect our mental health. We all need to do what's best for us. On the flip side of that, if you do want to send a letter, I've sent many love letters, I've talked about this on the podcast, then that's fine too. And they probably will never read it, or if they do read it, they'll probably laugh about it potentially with their friends. And I know that, I knew that that was a possibility, and I don't give a fuck because I don't send it for them. I send it for me, and it's part of my healing journey, and it's part of me just living my most dramatic, movie-like life. And if you are not ready for commitment, then don't have a commitment. Just like listen to your heart, listen to your body. But I do think we should all be generally pushing ourselves to be a little bit better, more decent, more consistent human beings when it comes to dating. If you're going to treat someone else like a toy, then you can't cry and complain and whine when someone does that to you. And we all do that. We all message our friends, why are they acting this way? Why are they treating me this way? But you kind of have to think back. Have you ever done that to someone else? Have you ever messed with someone else like that? Maybe it's karma. Just talk to a therapist and get off of TikTok. And that's really, I'll just leave it at that. But I'm glad I was able to get another episode out this week. Thank you for the few people who reached out to me and gave me some positive affirmations from my little 8-minute episode recently. I am feeling a little bit better. Just things are a bit crazy right now, but I know it'll all, you know, another wave will come. Life is full of ups and downs, and I'm just on a little bit of a down right now, but a new wave will come and lift me back up again and take me on a new ride. And I hope you guys will be along for that ride with me. So I love you. I appreciate you, and I will see you next week. Enjoy your 20s.